you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hello, this is Jasmine from Malabar Hill Capital.
Thanks, Jasmine. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Bo. Good morning. How are you?
All right.
That's good to hear. I'm just reaching out because we saw that you requested more information about one of our investment opportunity in Kyle, Texas. You know, the Yarrington deal. Do you remember that?
The what?
Yarrington deal in Kyle, Texas.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It's a commercial building investment shopping center.
Okay.
So we saw that you are interested with the project and we're just reaching out. We actually sent you some emails with the details. Did you get the chance to look through those?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's okay. You can also check your spam folder. There are instances that our mails go there. But just to make sure, the email that we got for you is abobfraf@gmail.com. Is that a correct email?
Abobraf.
Oh, RAF. Okay, let me just have it updated. abobraf@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and I will have those information resent over to you. Now, the main reason of this call, since you, you know, you showed interest with the project, we highly suggest you to schedule a conversation with one of our director of investor relations. So, you know, you can know more about the project. It's a 15 to 20 minutes Google Meet meeting. We're checking if you have the time this week.
All right.
Would you be available?
I'm not liquid.
Go ahead.
I'm not liquid right now.
How about
on
Thursday or Friday?
What?
How about this Thursday?
What about it?
I mean, would you be open to scheduling a conversation with our Director of Investors Relations to know more about the project?
I have no money to invest. That's what I mean. I'm not liquid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your line is cutting in and out there. Can you repeat that?
I'm not liquid.
But do you still wanted to know more about the investment?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Okay. You know what? No worries. Even if you decide that this is not the right fit for you, most people actually find the conversation helpful because it gives them the, you know, a clearer framework for evaluating similar opportunities going forward. So would you be open with exploring or scheduling an appointment with them?
Yeah.
What's the best time to schedule the appointment for you? Would you be available on Thursday or Friday?
Not Friday. Thursday.
Okay. So on Thursday, do you prefer it early in the day or later?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Let me check, okay? That's Thursday. Oh, I'm so sorry. Upon checking, it seems like the next available schedule would be on Monday. Will that be okay?
Okay.
Monday, 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
2:30 p.m.
All right.
Okay. So I'll send you the appointment link. Let me send you, okay, just to confirm that you'll receive it. That's gonna be on Monday. I'm getting you scheduled, okay? One moment. Monday at 2:30 p.m. Can you check your email?
Not now, I'm on the pot.
Oh, I sent it over to your correct email, okay?
Right.
Okay. Can I
I'll look
call
at
you
it in a
back
minute.
to double check if you receive it?
All
What
right.
time would you be available for a call back?
Three 30.
Okay,
Where
3:30.
are you?
I'm in Texas
Where?
time.
Okay, that's Texas time. 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
As
right now
well,
it's
three
three.
30.
Yes, okay. I'll call you back later at 3:30 to confirm the email, okay? Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I'll call you back later, okay? Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're
Bye.
welcome. Bye now.
Yeah.